The drought gripping parts of the western U.S. is doing more than just drying out soil. In Nebraska, where agriculture is the leading industry, crops are withering as cattle try to graze pastures reduced to dust. As a result, many farmers, ranchers, and small towns supported by agriculture are struggling to stay in business. Nebraska Public Radio's Jason Frederick reports.
Not even weeds are growing in most summer cattle grazing pastures in the western part of Nebraska. It's so dry here that even prairie cactus plants are turning brown. Farmers here joke that the cracks in the soil are so wide that field mice have to build bridges to get across them. This year is the driest on record for many western Nebraska communities, where only between 2 and 5 inches of rain have fallen since January. About the only green one sees are the occasional irrigated corn, soybean, and alfalfa hay fields. Nebraska is the nation's third largest cattle-producing state. In a normal year, one with rain, cattle are set free in huge prairie pastures for the summer to graze on the tall grasses. This year, there is virtually no grass of any size in western Nebraska pastures. Rancher Mike Moreland says without it, he has to lock his cattle up in pens and feed them alfalfa hay. But Moreland says the hay now costs twice as much as normal.
It's really puts a strain on the cash flow and sure puts, those cows are listed as assets. So when the banker's loaning on assets, well, it makes it tough for him. And also when you go in and ask for more money to buy more hay to run that same cow, it just puts you in a financial bind all the way around.
Many ranchers can't afford the high cost of feed. That leaves them only one option, sell their cattle. Cattle are sold weekly at the livestock auction market in Imperial. Business is booming here. There are few empty seats in the horseshoe-shaped arena. The summer heat intensifies the strong smell of manure in the hot building. Auction owner Lloyd Wilson says there are 5 times as many cattle being sold now than in summers past.
There are just more cows than the packers can actually kill. They've got cows lined up, they tell me, for almost a week's lineup. Normally they have one day's kill ahead.
But the boom in the slaughtering business is driving down cattle prices. Calves are selling for around $1 a pound, about a fourth lower than a year ago. Slaughter cattle are bringing just 63 cents a pound. Calves aren't usually sold until fall, so ranchers selling now lose even more money. Money that would eventually trickle into local businesses' cash registers. In Imperial, population 2000, the slower-paced life is very much in evidence. People are stopped in their vehicles in the middle of Broadway Avenue, talking out of their car windows. Most of the buildings at Line Broadway still have businesses in them, but the drought may soon change that. Bob Klender, a salesman with the Yost Farm Supply, says farmers and ranchers are still coming to the store and looking at new equipment, but they're just not buying.
This will affect the whole community. I mean, it affects towns, businesses. It just affects this whole industry around this country, because that's all it is farmland.
From the Jack and Jill grocery store to the Owens True Value hardware store, businesses are being affected by something as basic as a lack of rain. In Nebraska alone, it's estimated that this year's drought will cost the state's economy nearly $1.5 billion. And while farmers and ranchers are hoping for federal drought assistance, what they really want is rain. For NPR News, in Imperial, Nebraska, I'm Jason Frederick.